This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
Lift it, load it, braid it, grind it, move it, haul it, rig it, dig it, crane works, works, yeah, the big dog's got it.
Former Auburn Tigers head coach Pat Dye on the Roundtable is presented by Craneworks. Lift it, buy it, rent it, the big dog's got it. And now, former Auburn coach Pat Dye.
We'll hear more about Craneworks in a second, but Coach, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Glad to have you back with us. And I was noticing that we're now into bow season for the deer, and I was thinking last night, knowing you were coming on today, I was wondering, what's the biggest thing you've ever harvested, ever killed?
Well, the biggest deer I ever killed, I was coaching at Alabama.
Oh, really? Really?
And yeah. This was back in 70. It was in the 70s. And, but I never weighed it. But it was a 250-pound plus deer.
Wow.
But that was when those deer I killed it on the Tombigbee River down in around Ellisville. And that's when those deer down there, they planted all those soybeans, and those deer got so big down there.
Coach Dye is with us on the Natty Seltzer Hotline. You can't go in a mom-and-pop barbecue restaurant in the state of Alabama without seeing that photo of you and Coach Bryant at the hunting club. Do you own a copy of that photo? Do you have it framed anywhere?
Oh, I probably signed, I don't know how many thousand.
It's a really cool photo. I mean, it really is,
yeah.
Well, that's what it was. That was set up by Al Van Hoos. And we went down as Tigger Burke's hunting camp at the time. He's a judge. And I think the Stevens on that hunting lodge now. It's on the river. And that was a rabbit hunt. A lot of people thought we were quail hunting. That was a rabbit hunt.
Huh.
We had a pack of beagles and had a good time. It was two or three things happened that morning. It was in February, and a day or two after signing. It might have been the day. I guess it was the day after signing, and in '82. And when I got to the camp, Coach Bryant, I can't remember whether he was there or came shortly after, but anyway, he was there, and he was already in rare form. But by the time, you know, that picture was made, and we were standing out in the yard at the clubhouse, and he got a phone call from Mal Moore, and because I didn't know at the time it was Mal, somebody came out of the clubhouse and said, "Coach, you got a phone call." So he went inside, and I stood around talking to Al Van Hoos. Thank goodness I can't think of all the folks who was there, but it was set up by Al to take pictures just like they did. And but anyway, when Coach Bryant walked out of the clubhouse, he kind of had a smirky look on his face because we were good friends, and he was just rubbing me. He said, "Well, we just signed John Hand." you know who I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. He's a heck of a player.
Well, great player, yeah.
Oh, yeah. and I told him, I said, "Well, I knew you were going to sign him sometime or another, Coach. I just didn't know when it was going to be." He said, "Well, we just signed him." I said, "Well, congratulations." He laughed, and we talked. But anyway, we had a great time. And, you know, some of those pictures, the one of us sitting at the table in the clubhouse, we were eating lunch, and then those of us walking down the road together. There's just an old woods road, and you know, and I can't tell it at all,
<You can. laughs>
but But let's just say we had a good time. And the people that were there, Al Van Hoos and all the guests, they had a good time. Who would have known that it would, that those pictures would be, you know, just like I say, I sign them all the time. I get them from everywhere. I mean, they'll come from Florida, up north, and send them, they've got this picture here, Coach Brown, would you please sign it? I sign it and send it back. But we had besides all of that, we really had a good time that day. And, you know, let me see now. That was 82. Had to be 82. But now Coach Bryant died in January or February of 80.
83,
yeah. So that was about a year before his death.
A year later.
Yeah,
that's you're exactly right. Because when and didn't they do a great job with that memory of Coach Brown on the television show? I mean, anybody that lives in the state of Alabama needs to look at that and see what he really meant to the state of Alabama, and not just Alabama fans and football players and school, but I mean, he was a giant of a man. But the next year, see, when he retired, right before a week before he died, he called me on the telephone because he had been retired for probably not even a month. I don't know. It was in January, and I was in Jeff Berger's house, recruiting Jeff Berger, that ended up playing quarterback for us. And when I got the message that he had passed away, but Coach Bryant, a week before that, Coach Bryant called me and tried to ask me to help Murray Legg get a job. He said, Coach, he said, Pat, you young and you out there with all these coaches and you know more people than I do. And I wish you would help Murray find a job. And he said he's an outstanding young man and going to be a heck of a coach. Because I knew him. Then he got off of the subject of Murray Legg and started talking about what he wanted to do in his life. And I can remember a lot of it kind of verbatim what he said, but he said, I want to spend more time with my grandchildren and I want to travel some. I want to get closer to the Lord. But that was the kind of way he did all the talking, and I just listened. Then he kept me on the phone about 45 minutes, and I finally told him, I said, Coach, I said, you're retired. I said, I'm still trying to work.
I got stuff to do.
He was trying to help Coach Perkins out by tying you up a little bit, yeah.
I said, I got to get off this telephone. But I wouldn't take anything in the world for the phone call and the conversation.
Right.
But he laughed. He said, well, I hadn't thought about that. He said, but he probably had thought about it. He said, I'll just keep him working for hours for this morning. No, not really. But, he and I had a special relationship.
Oh, yeah.
He never got. Now, he was close to Sam Bailey and Carney Lashley and on the staff while I was there. But he was not close to anybody on that staff, including me. Now, he would not get close to you because he might have to fire you.
That's right.
And that's the way he ran his business. and he wanted to keep that distance. And
but he respected the heck out of you after you left, though, didn't
yep.
he?
You know what? And I don't want this to sound the wrong way to anybody, but he gave me every detail, every job or thing that came up that nobody wanted to do. He told me to do it. And I said, I was talking to myself. I said, God, oh man, I said, I must be the last coach on the staff. I said, every time something comes up that nobody wants to do, he calls me. You know, for instance, I babysit Paul Jr. and Cherry at Lake Martin. Now, you know I wanted to go down there and spend the weekend babysitting Paul Jr. and Cherry, but my wife and I went down and babysat because Ms. Bryant wasn't going to let them go down to Lake Martin by themselves.
Right.
And then he had a thing in Atlanta. Stabler had won the Player of the Year in Southeastern Conference. He said, Pat, I want you to go over and take Kenny to Atlanta and make sure he gets over there and gets back. I said, okay. So I take Kenny over there. I tell Kenny before, I said, look, I said, I'm picking you up at 8 o'clock Saturday morning, playing with us Saturday night. I'm picking you up at 8 o'clock, and I said, you better be ready to go. Well, I went by Brian Hall at 8 o'clock, went in there, and Kenny come out, his hair all messed up. I bet he hadn't been in 30 minutes. And had his coat slung over his shoulder and walked out and got in the car with me. He was asleep before we got out of the city limits of Tuscaloosa.
Hey, Coach, this is terrific, but we're out of time. Can you quickly tell us about Crayworks?
I got him. I did get Kenny to Atlanta and back.
That's a big win.
Hey, look, you know, I'm really excited about being back on air in Birmingham, and getting back hooked up with David, Steve Upton, and Crane Works, Rental Works, and it's just what a great company. And you know, they run it the way it's supposed to be run, and they got all the equipment that you could use if you need anything. Your little jingle before I came on with Crane Works was perfect because that's what they are. They'll do anything that has to do with construction. They've got to. Operators, and they got three stores, one in Nashville, one in Birmingham, and one in Mobile. And so go to Crane Works if you need anything to do construction work with.
Thank you, Coach. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Coach.
Follow the show on Instagram @JocksRoundtable.